Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 18th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our July patrons, Will P. and Paul M. Thank you so much for the support. You can join them in getting shoutouts at patreon.com/thegamersin. Speaking of the Gamers In, this week, so I picked up The Quarry thanks to the Prime Day sale. I did make reference to it on the show, although the sale was done by the time I was able to get the show posted. So the idea there is, I think Jocelyn and I are going to check out the co-op if it's launched. I'm pretty sure it was launched. I know it was delayed, but I am going to also try and check out the couch co-op and maybe see if Ashley wants to play as well locally. So we'll see how that goes. It's still surprising that game is $90 on current generation platforms. I haven't played it yet. I'm not talking about the quality. I'm just or the amount of gameplay that's there. I know that games are expensive, and the work that's gone into The Quarry is probably substantial in terms of its costs. You know, you've got high profile actors, you've got high definition mocap, that sort of stuff. So it's expensive. It's not inexpensive stuff. So it's interesting to see if games transition to that $90 price tag for the current generation. And I'd be interested to know, how are games doing at that price point? I think Sony is pretty much dedicated to having their first-party titles cost $90, Canadian, that is. But it's interesting. It'd be curious to hear how third parties are doing with that price tag. Well, considering I was able to pick up the game at $30 off, not even a month after launch, I'm pretty sure it's only been a month. So we'll see. I'll check it out. I figured at that price, it's like, well, I'll play it in over the summer, and that's likely how inexpensive it'll be for quite a while. So I do like Supermassive games. I really love the games that they put out. Until Dawn was one of my favorites. The Dark Pictures anthology is really cool too, so we'll see. And I figured it was an easy game to fit in before Xenoblade Chronicles 3, which is out at the end of the July, which is crazy, because that is coming up very soon. We also plan on covering the new Resident Evil series on Netflix. I don't think we're going to go into really heavy spoilers on it, so you don't need to worry about that. But it will likely be focused on the first few episodes, I'd say. That's about all I'm going to have time to watch before our next episode recording, but a week after that I'll have a recording for ZAMP, Zombies Ate My Podcast, where we're going to be talking about Resident Evil, this new Netflix series. So a couple of weeks of Resident Evil content if you're interested, early impressions on the Gamers In, then more in-depth conversation on ZAMP. So looking at the news, some news that's likely to get a good conversation going is the fact that Nintendo has purchased Dynamo Pictures, and we'll be renaming them Nintendo Pictures. So the idea there is that this company will be working on further adapting more of Nintendo's IPs into TV and movies and multimedia projects like that. So it's rather interesting. It's not very often Nintendo buys a company, but I'm sure we'll start to see some of their work in the coming years as Nintendo looks to make even more spin-offs of their IPs. So we'll see what comes from that, but that'll be a fun conversation. Looking at Summoner's Call, we are back this week. The second batch of Summer Heroes are up for discussion on this episode. Plus, we'll continue our Awakening Game Club, and I wouldn't be surprised if Three Hopes makes a reappearance on the show, as we've had a couple more weeks with the game. Looking at upcoming video games, we've got Gwent Rogue Mage that just came out. That came out on July 7th. But looking forward, As Dusk Falls is coming to Game Pass and PC on the 19th. Into the Breach is launching on mobile on the 19th. That's going to be part of Netflix's game subscription. So you have a Netflix subscription. You can download the game, and then I've played around with it a little bit. If you actually have an active login with Netflix, sometimes the game will just notice that you have that. It's hard to say. It could also be because I had played another game that had the Netflix subscription, and I signed in through that game, and maybe it noticed it there. I don't know. All I know is that I had to sign in once with Netflix, and a lot of those free games just were active. So, but yeah, it's part of your subscription. doesn't cost you anything extra. And if anything, it's probably why Netflix costs are going up. So you might as well check it out. Stray is going to be out on PlayStation and PC on the 19th as well. That one will be part of the PlayStation Extra tier and above. Live Alive is coming to the Switch on the 22nd. And as noted at the top of the show, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is coming to the Switch on the 29th. Looking at TGI Game Club, we're still looking for suggestions. I know we've had a couple more suggestions come in over the last week, but currently we have Portal, Pyre, and Psychonauts 2. It is not a requirement that the game start with the letter P, but you know what? If we can get one more in there, that'll be helpful. So I'm still thinking we'll do a poll later this week, but we might just have an open and honest conversation in the Game Club channel just to decide. But I mean, I know the front runner is Pyre. I know Psychonauts 2 got added as sort of like a, hey, this one would also be good. But Pyre seems to be the one that people would prefer. So we'll have that conversation. I hope to have chosen a game very soon so we can probably start at some point in August. And yeah, that is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening. And have a great week.